Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by producer Mike Harris, and we're coming to you from Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park as the Vikings prepare for a big game against the Houston Texans, and Adrian Peterson prepares to continue his assault on immortality. We talked to LaDainian Tomlinson earlier in the week, and after that conversation, we promised you Jim Brown. When we promise, we deliver, and Jim Brown joins us right now on the telephone. Mr. Brown, thank you so much for joining us. It's running back immortality week. We talked to LaDainian Tomlinson earlier on the Wobcast. Of course, Adrian Peterson plays for us, and now we get to talk to you. It's quite an honor. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for thinking of me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, before we get going, we talk about you and we talk about Adrian and what's going on. We have a guy here that works in our personnel department as a consultant, and he's a great guy. He's been a great resource for me. His name is Paul Wiggin, and something tells me you'll have a thing or two positive to say about Mr. Wiggin.
Oh, yeah. Paul was one of our guys.
Yeah.
He was one of the greats for the championship team, I think it was.
Yep.
And a good friend. In fact, I talked to Paul the other morning. And have a great respect for him.
Yep, and he speaks highly of you too, and you know, I can't say enough good things about him and what a resource he's been for me and a good football guy. So I'm glad you feel the same way. And speaking of good football guys, you were certainly one of those, Jim, a 9-time Pro Bowler, 8-time All Pro. You know, Adrian, as great of a player as he is, and he will be for a long time, he's led the NFL in rushing 1 time. You did it 8 times. Mr. Brown, you were a 3-time MVP. You had quite a career, didn't you?
Well, I don't lay back and think of it that way. You know, I had a good career. We were fortunate enough to win the world championship. We were fortunate enough to play for it 3 times. You know, I had a real fine career. I was satisfied with it, and I didn't miss a game, which I'm proud of. So, you know, I'm happy to be representing myself in that manner. It could have been a lucky break, and I could have gotten hurt or something and not had the same career, but you know, God gave me that ability, and I'm glad I was able to realize it. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that I really respect about you beyond being able to play the game the way you were is how you're able to have such a great perspective on the current game and guys who've played after you played, and you're able to speak in glowing terms when you feel that way about someone. And I know you've done that in the past about Adrian Peterson, but you know, because you get some guys who, I don't know if it's pride or ego that gets in the way, but they have a hard time doing that, but you certainly don't, and you certainly have an eye for greatness when you see it.
Well, I appreciate that, because I don't mind calling when I see it, and I saw it in Adrian right away and appreciated it, and really appreciated the attitude that went along with it. So I was telling my wife that I was going to do this interview today, and I told her how happy I was to be able to talk about somebody that I truly admired, that I could talk about without hesitation, with no negatives involved, and that's what I told her. And I usually don't tell her too many things in this area, but I wanted to share that with her, you know?
Yeah. I know from reading quotes of yours or listening to you, you were on with Dan Barrero this week here locally on KFAN and the Vikings Radio Network. You don't like to get into the comparisons and who's the greatest and who's the fourth greatest and all that. But, you know, I think for people who have an idea of football history and were around to see you play and now get to watch Adrian, or people who have done their history and they're studying and have learned about you, do you think there are comparisons to draw between the style of running and the style of play between yourself and Adrian? Do you think that's a fair comparison?
Well, I think that there are comparisons that are fair, and there are comparisons that are funny,
mm-hmm.
and some that are brilliant. But there are comparisons on individual things, individual similarities, individual accomplishments, individual weaknesses, et cetera, et cetera. Very seldom does it just boil down to who's the greatest, who's the greatest of all times, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because now you've got this big blanket out there, and you're eliminating so much greatness by trying to tie things up in a neat little box. And I just refuse to do that, because in one Super Bowl, there was about 7 of us that were really good running backs, and we were hanging out together. And it was one of the best nights I had being with those guys, because we all knew we were good. You know, we could play the game, and that we had great respect for each other. And we definitely didn't have an argument or a discussion on who was the best. It would have been a terrible discussion, you know. So I don't find that to be a very enlightening discussion, because I'm 76 years old right now. So why should I be worrying about who is the best
right.
and who isn't? But to be able to see greatness in front of me, I'm not too old to recognize that.
You know,
I'm not too old to know the history of the game and know who Ollie Mattson was. And I guarantee you a lot of your listeners don't know who Ollie Mattson is.
I think you're right about that.
Now, I'm not going to check you out on it, but...
No, let's let people make their own assumptions, and maybe they'll assume that I do, and that I'll look better. So I appreciate that. Now, I'm going to tell you, though, one comparison I will draw is the act of, at the end of a run, and it's the moment of truth, and it's time for the play to be over, and who comes out on top, who delivers the hit? Is it the tackler or the tacklee? And I think one thing people would say about you, Jim, is that when that moment came, you were the one delivering the blow, and I would say Adrian does that in similar fashion, or at least tries to. Would that be your observation about him?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. I put it into his attitude category. He has a fantastic warrior's attitude that I love. He goes after it. He's after it. He wants it. You know, he's breaking tackles. He's trying to run over. He's trying to run around you, trying to take the best route to get to the goal line, get to the first down marker. He's a runner, and he tries to get everything out of it. I would think I was the same way.
You mentioned not having missed a game. That's something that you take pride in. And as someone who has performed at the level and above the level that Adrian Peterson is right now, I would have to imagine that you have a sense of appreciation for the season that he's having right now, the best season of his career, coming less than a year removed from basically a major knee reconstruction. I think that you would have an appreciation for that.
Yes, I have a tremendous appreciation for that. And that really, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is something that too many people can't say that they have done. How am I going to compare myself to what I would have done if that had happened to me, and if that had to be a part of my greatness? That kind of determination, that kind of dedication is to be admired, because we do know that it's not easily done. And we know that a person has to have a certain mindset to work that hard and to put themselves through the kind of pain that you have to put yourself through. And so if we don't admire anything about anything, we have to admire the fact that this season came after that operation, and it wasn't even a full year. You know, I'd like to see somebody argue with that.
You're not going to find anyone here doing it.
I know you guys are really responding.
Yeah.
to his having a great year. That's great. I'm glad for him and his family.
You know, I think when you're around Adrian, and I'm lucky enough to be someone who is, you notice what sets him apart from some other players, and whether it's teammates or other running backs, and it's usually not the physical thing, quickness or side to side movement or straight line speed. With Adrian, it's mental toughness. It's his determination, and you know,
yes.
I think that's allowed him to overcome his injury. I think it allows him to overcome a poor first half or a bad game or a loss, and I think that's something that contributes to his greatness.
Well, I think that's a great observation, because that's one of the things that I truly respect about him, and that's one of the most important things that a human being can possess. You know, I'm so happy that I can say that he definitely has it, and he has it in a great amount. So your observation there is totally side-by-side with mine. You know, I think that's an observation that all human beings should make.
I wasn't around to watch you play and to be in Cleveland when you were playing there, but I would imagine it was similar. You know, Minneapolis and Minnesota, this is an NFL, this is a football, a Vikings town. Adrian is the highest profile athlete that we have, and so in that sense, he carries the city from a sports perspective. What is that like as an athlete? Is that something that was conscious in your mind, Jim, when you were playing? Did you take extra responsibility in that being the case?
Well, after the mistakes you make, you try not to make them again because you do have the respect for those who look upon you a certain way, et cetera, et cetera. When you are finished with football, you see how much it meant to the people who came to games with their loved ones or their children to watch you play and how much it meant to them to be there with each other and to watch their favorite player. There's so much that you realize later on that you didn't realize when you were playing on what you meant to the city or what you meant to the people there.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I'm talking right now to Jimmy Haslam, the new owner of the Browns, about the possibility of coming back to work with the Browns or to work for the Browns. The reason for that, and from my standpoint, is Jimmy Haslam is a tremendous human being, individual, and he has a real desire to make that city have a great feeling again about football and to bring the kind of football that the city deserves. I think he realizes that, you know, I'm a part of that history and a part of that city, and that we're really a family, whether we want to believe it or not. And so here I go again, you know, I'll be talking with him in a couple of weeks. And if we, you know, come to an understanding, I'll probably be working for the Browns again. And that'll be, you know, being like going back home, you know.
Mm-hmm. And Cleveland's lucky, and the Wobcast would endorse you for that. You'll be in the AFC North, not the NFC North. You would make them better, but we're okay with it because you're in the AFC, not the NFC. We'll meet you in the Super Bowl.
Well, let's hope so.
Do you have, I was going to say, do you have, I know that you do have a relationship with Adrian, but I'd like you to, if you could, explain that a little bit and how you've gotten to know him and maybe what you guys talk about when you and him do speak.
Well, I've had a couple of times to really, you know, speak with him. He's been to my home with his father, and we did a story together. That's when I, you know, knew who he was. That's when I got my real appreciation of him, you know, particularly as a thinker and a man with an attitude. And the things we talked about, I would never, you know, reveal. I mean,
right.
They're just private things that he and I would share.
Yep.
But they were things of substance. And the things that he talked about and wanted to talk about were very important things in life. And that's what I remember mostly about our conversations, because he, you know, he has, like most of us, had to endure certain things and go through certain things. And he's been able to come through those things. And I have great admiration for that. That's about all I'll say on that, because there's not too much else I can reveal.
Right. Do you think that when you talk to some of these current players, whether it's Trent Richardson there in Cleveland or Adrian or whoever it might be, do you get a sense that they want you to respect them, and they kind of are yearning for that respect from a great player, a Hall of Fame player like yourself?
Well, I don't think that they're yearning. I think they have a, you know, and I'm glad you brought up Trent, because I have a real fine relationship with him, and we've had a chance to talk over some things, and it's been really good. But what I find is players want to be respected, particularly by other players, if they respect you, you know. And if they think you're fair, then you can say things about them that aren't always flattery, but if it's the truth and you put it out there the right way, they understand that, because they will face up to what they have to improve in themselves. And most players know what they have to improve in. I happen to like the young players, and I'm saying young players, just those who have remained in the game, those who are going to be leaving the game. Ray Lewis is a favorite friend of mine. Ray and I can really say we are friends. And I have a lot of respect for him, the things that he's overcome, the leadership that he displays, the dedication that he has. He's a true warrior. Curtis Martin, who's been gone a while, but who just got into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Same thing. High-class guy, LaDainian. I had a wonderful conversation with him. So I lean towards the positive aspect of the modern players. I know a lot of them have a lot to learn. I know a lot of them demonstrate things that are a little boorish. But on the other hand, the ones that I know are individuals that are top-flight individuals. And they lead with respect. And when you give them respect, they'll do anything for you.
That's great. We could talk to you all day, but I'm going to go one more question. In today's NFL, Jim, where guys are throwing for 5,000 yards a season and quarterbacks get all the awards, do you think an a running back can win the MVP award in today's NFL, because we're trying to get Adrian Peterson there this season.
This would be the season to show the respect that they have for that particular warrior, because he is a unique warrior. And that running back position is a position that no quarterback can play.
Yeah.
Some of them get a little taste of it when they run around. But I think he deserves it. I think it'll be a close race. Adrian's got my vote because I don't think that there's been anybody in the history of the game that's come back and come close, at least I'm close, set a record of this magnitude. This is a major, major, major record to even come close to, and to do it after you have been hurt in that way, I don't think that's something that will be duplicated too often, or that I know people will not want to duplicate it too often.
Yeah, that's well said. Thanks, Jim. We ran out of time. We'd love to do it longer, but we really appreciate you taking a few moments to join us. That was awesome. It's an honor, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, and you guys stay behind your guy, because you all are blazing up the airways. Thank you.
All right, we're going to try it, okay? Thanks, Jim.
Okay.
What a treat to be able to listen to Jim Brown, football immortality at its finest. And what a treat to be able to watch Adrian Peterson. That's what we've been able to do this season. That's what we're going to do on Sunday. The Vikings and the Texans, they play at noon on Sunday, as both teams have major playoff implications on the line. If the Texans win, they lock up home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. If the Vikings win, they keep pace with everyone else in that NFC playoff race, and it sets up an even bigger game next Sunday when border rival Green Bay comes to town.
One, two, three, hit it!
That is it for us today. Thanks again for listening. To play us out, we leave you with
Watch
a hit
me.
From James Brown.
Watch me.
Take it away.
I got it. Watch me. I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Super bad.